It's 6:30 on a Wednesday evening, which means it's time for the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show. Live on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. We'll have interviews with Bartlesville coaches, players, and more as we get set for another week of Bartlesville Bruin football. The Bruin Coaches Show is brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union and Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. Now let's head out to Hideaway to hear from the coach. It's the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show.
Hello and welcome to Hideaway Pizza. Hope that this Wednesday is finding you well. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville. Head football coach Kyle Poole, also senior wide receiver Bradley Crawford with us. It's the final Bruin Football Coaches Show of the year. Glad that you're spending this Wednesday night with us. Bartlesville getting set for senior night on Friday. Final game of the regular season is the Bruins will be taking on Booker T. Washington at Custer Stadium. We welcome in Coach Poole, and Coach had a big one on the road at Sand Springs last week. Unfortunately, ran into a buzzsaw, and we talked a lot about their starting tailback during this program 7 days ago, and he ended up being the big difference in the ball game.
Yeah, I don't think there was any secret going into it that we were going to see a lot of Peyton Scott, and that's what we got, and he won the battle, I guess is the only way to explain it. We didn't execute very well defensively, and we knew that we were going to have to be on our A game, have to be tackling well, be in the right spots at all times. And it was one of those nights where things didn't go very well. We had some guys on some plays that were right where they're supposed to be. Other plays, they would go to a different spot. We just weren't very consistent there. And then you look at the talented guy that he is and having to tackle him, and we didn't do a good job tackling defensively. And so added up for the perfect storm, not in our favor, which is not what you want to see. But, kudos to him and what they've got. I mean, he is by far, in my opinion, the best back in the state. And we just didn't do our job that night.
Yeah, ended up with 42 rushes for 507 yards officially, right around 500 yards on the evening. Obviously had a tough time tackling him. There were several times throughout that ball game on big drives, and of course it was very much a football game until really probably midway to the latter part of the third quarter. There were several times where you guys were in the right spots and had him hit in the backfield or had him corralled right at the line of scrimmage, but he's clearly not somebody who you can just kind of hit and bring down very easily. He shed quite a few tackles on Friday night.
No, I mean, he's a good enough player. They probably ran predominantly just a variation of 2 to 3 plays, and depending on who they wanted to go block and who they were pulling to and some things like that. But even again, when we were in the correct spot, we didn't do a good job getting down. He was great after the first contact. And those are things you work on, trying to get gang tackling and getting guys to go a little lower and then bring the rest of the guys in. And again, we just didn't do a great job executing that night. And, like you said, you got to give enough credit for a guy that I think is listed at 5'5". He definitely looks a lot stronger, a lot bigger, and runs a lot harder than that. And, again, we just got to do a better job and continue to go to work and rep that up this week.
Yeah, he's a stout individual. I thought it was very odd. I do some research before the ball games. I couldn't really find much in him recruiting-wise. So I know that he's not someone who's definitely going to be a high college guy. I'm sure he can play somewhere if he wants to, but I found it interesting, I guess, just because of his size that he's not getting a ton of
And I wouldn't – I get after the game and talk to you guys, and I think he's got some stuff at a Division II level.
Sure.
And I'll be 100% honest with you. I texted a good friend of mine who's a head coach at the Division II level. Uh-huh. I said, there's a guy you better go off pretty quick. And that was him. So, he deserves a good shot at the next level, and just because of his size, I'm sure it's held him back a little bit, but he's going to make somebody a hand for sure.
And, on that first drive of the ball game, Sand Springs opened up, got the ball to begin the football game. You guys forced them into a couple really long situations. They ended up getting a holding penalty, and then they attempted like one of only two passes they got all night long. Ended up with a sack there, forced them into a fourth and like 30-some. Mm-hmm. And looked like you guys were going to come out and kind of hit him in the mouth a little bit, but he certainly didn't let that affect him going forward.
Yeah, we started the game great. They elected to take the ball, and so we knew they were going to want to give him the rock and see what he was going to do early and try and set the tone. And adversely, I think we did. We put it out there. We got a stop on a 3-and-out, actually probably 4 because we called. I had a holding that could have been a 4th-and-short, and we moved it back to a 3rd-and-long and ended up with a sack and forced a punt. And it looked like, okay, we're off to a good start. This is what we've got to do. Offensively, we did okay. Didn't move the ball terribly. I ended up punting the ball and having, I think, the field position in our favor.
Yeah.
But, from then on out, we just went flat and wasn't our night defensively.
Let's talk about offense a little bit. I thought Noah Sunday had a really good evening, and you can really see, and that's something Jay and I talked a lot about in the second half of our game broadcast on Friday, you can see how much better Noah Sunday has been the last 2-3 weeks versus the first 2-3 weeks of the season. He's
sure.
made quite a progression in the last month or two.
Yeah, you know, when we did, like I said, we didn't play great offensively, but we played better than we had in the past, not as good as we probably would have liked ourselves to see in the and the progress that we expect to make. But he's definitely improved. I mean, I think the completion percentage continues to go up, the passes that we're having, the scoring that you see, all that adds to just experience. And I think I talked to, you know, to Mike Tupa today about that and asked what going forward and thoughts and how do we progress. And I said, you know, a lot of it's just experience and time. You got a lot of guys out there who have never played in that level on a Friday night who are sophomores, juniors, and all they can do is get more experience and more time and more reps. And that's how they get better. So I think that's what we're seeing here is a product of the time we've spent with what we're trying to do. And unfortunately, we're on that last week of it. But for him, there'll be another one, and we'll continue to go forward.
And we've got Bradley Crawford with us this evening, senior wide receiver. I thought one of the best plays that Noah has had so far this year was that last touchdown pass he got right before halftime at the end of the second quarter. I think we'll have a chance to hear that later on in the program. But he, you know, kept the play alive. He knew the situation. Obviously, you're going for it with no time left in the clock. You got to kind of lob it into the end zone. He gave his wide receiver some time with his legs, and he put a really good pass right on the money into the very back corner of the end zone to Bradley, who hung on to it. And that really kept you in the ball game. Got you down by 21, and of course, you had the football to begin the ball in the third quarter there.
Yeah, and that's one of those deals. I think watching it, we get some pressure. It kind of breaks down on us, and of course, you're a little. Nervous, not too excited about it, just because you never know what's going to happen. And he like extends the play. Bradley gets open. And then it's a nice throw and catch. You know, it's good to have a tall guy out there with some ball skills like Bradley's got. And Noah gets the ball up and gives him a chance to go make a play, and we do. And I think we were down there for a minute, and we're having trouble completing some stuff. And it was definitely a positive, I thought, to go into halftime on, and we hope to build on it. And, you know, unfortunately we did in the second half.
And then I know that I try to shy away from talking too much about John Cohn because he's a member of our radio staff here on K1, but he's done such a great job this year. He's been a really big positive for an offense that has struggled at times. He was kind of a safety blanket a little bit for Garrett Meidel last year, and he's turned into the same thing, I think, for Noah Sunday. And, of course, he's a first-year starting quarterback, and how nice is it to have a wide receiver like that, a senior, who has kind of carried the load for receiving.
Yeah, you know, John's a great kid, extremely coachable, and always, you know, tries to do what's right, obviously, and sometimes we drop a ball or we're not on the same page with the quarterback. But for the most part, you know, he is that guy. He's still kind of a safety blanket, like you said. We're going to get some short passes to him, a lot of those things. Now, we use him a little bit more differently for some deep routes and things like that from the slot. But he's managed to take a lot of those short plays and turn them into big plays.
Yeah.
I think he's had at least a couple over 60 after the catch, probably touchdowns this year. And again, he's not the fastest guy, but he's competitive and he's not going to get caught. And I think we saw that again the other night. He managed to take a short one and go to the house with it and didn't get caught. So definitely a wonderful kid to have around. You know, obviously this is going to be his last week of football. He plans to go on and play some baseball, and he'll do well in the future just because of the kind of kid he is.
Yeah. He got caught per se, but he still scored the touchdown. And in fact, I think we'll hear that coming up too. He got caught probably about the 6-7 yard line. He sure drug that guy the last 6-7 yards and kind of flipped himself over in the end zone. And that was maybe the most impressive, I thought, run after the catch that he's had all season, because that was the first time that he's really had to kind of drag a guy several yards.
Yeah, I thought for a minute that we're going to go and clip a heel out or get a shoelace, you know, 20, 15 in that range. And so to continue it on for that next 15 yards and at that point is definitely impressive. And he's done that. Like I said, he's a competitor. He wants to go score in that situation, and he's going to do it no matter what's going on.
Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole with us talking about the Bruins and their loss at Sand Springs last week. Sandites beat Bartlesville 55-13. Bruins have a tough one coming up this week. Bartlesville will be at home against a very good Booker T. Washington team, and we'll talk about the Hornets coming up with Coach Poole as well. Before we preview Booker T. Washington, we got our player profile tonight. Senior wide receiver Bradley Crawford is alongside, and we'll talk with Mr. Crawford a little bit coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Football Coaches Show live from beautiful downtown Bartlesville. A Hideaway Pizza. Looks like we got a nice sunset off to our west. You can take a look at that if you're out and about. And once again, we'll be back and talk with our senior profile, Bradley Crawford, up next. You're listening to the Bruin Football Coaches Show on K1.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, "Get in my belly." Hashtag get in my belly. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag favorite. Hashtag pizza night. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
In play action fake. He throws it off his back foot. Completes the cone. He's got open field. 20, 15, 10. He's struck down from behind in the end zone. Touchdown, Bartlesville. 52 yards to John Cone. That was that 52-yard touchdown pass from Noah Sunday to John Cone. That was the first score of the day for Bartlesville. And the man who we've got with us this evening had the second score, senior wide receiver Bradley Crawford. Bradley, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, Bradley, you're playing in your first year and unfortunately your final year for the Bruins this year as a wide receiver. Had to sit out last season because of transfer rules, but it's been nice having you on the squad. How do you feel like your senior campaign has gone, your first year wearing that powder blue?
Well, when I first came out here, it was very different. But the way I felt now, it's not really how I wanted it to go. I could have been better, put myself in better positions, but it's you got to take what you can get and just move forward.
You know, it seemed, you know, we talked about how much better I thought Noah has gotten the last 5-6 weeks of the season, and I think we could put you in that exact same camp. You've been a much bigger force in the receiving game, especially the last month and a half, mm-hmm. than you were during non-district play.
Yeah, he got a little better, and I helped out a little bit being in the right place where he's throwing the ball and stuff, and we try to help each other out in that category, but yeah, he has gotten a lot better.
Had a really good touchdown reception last week at Sand Springs. We can talk about that one, but I was especially impressed with, I think, one of your better outings of the year was at home against Ponca City. That was a game where you guys were looked like you were maybe out of it a little bit, hadn't scored in several quarters. You're at home against a team that hadn't won a game yet. And then all of a sudden, Bradley Crawford kind of comes out of nowhere. You got a nice little kind of drag route for a 20-yard score or so. And then you got another really nice diving touchdown reception on a fourth down play that Noah Sunday threw to you over the middle. I know you guys ended up losing that ball game by just 1 point. But how nice was that as a performance for you? And that seemed to kind of maybe get you going the last several weeks of the year.
Well, I mean, it was nice, but everybody's head just seemed a little bit out of it. And I just wanted to make a play, get us into the game, get us scoring, whatever it took. It didn't matter if I scored or anybody else scored, but I just wanted to get in the game. And that's kind of – I just kind of wanted to step up and be a part of the team.
Got Bartlesville senior wide receiver Bradley Crawford with us. Bruins getting set for senior night at Custer Stadium against Booker T. Washington. Bradley, what are your plans for when you're done here in May?
My plans go to OSU. I've already applied and been accepted pre-med.
Cool.
But, I mean, if a football opportunity comes up, then I'd love to take that.
And pre-med's you a science guy?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What's your favorite science class you've taken so far in high school?
So far, my favorite science class was biology.
Biology?
Yeah, about the body. And,
okay.
So, yeah.
Talking with Bradley Crawford here. You guys dissect anything in that biology class?
Yeah, frogs and
frogs, pigs.
And pigs. Stuff like that.
I remember doing the pigs. You like that stuff?
Yeah, it's all right.
the formaldehyde. I wasn't a big fan of the formaldehyde. It's not a great smell.
No. Really
Bradley Crawford, what do you do when you're done with school? What are some of your hobbies?
Usually, honestly, I'll usually play some 2K or something, or actually go play some basketball, because basketball is my second love, and okay. That's probably what I'll be doing, but yeah.
You gonna play this winter?
I might be, yeah. Okay. I might, it depends how my shins are feeling. Got some shin problems right now, but okay. It depends.
You got a couple more weeks to figure
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, I do, yeah, that's true.
And then favorite TV shows, Bradley? What are we talking about?
Favorite TV show probably had to be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's an oldie, man. Yeah, you got to catch that in syndication.
Yeah,
favorite movies?
Favorite movie would have to be The Longest Yard.
Well, that's a football movie.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Favorite food? Bradley got the Big Country, by the way, here at Hideaway. Meat lovers.
Favorite food would have to be Taco Bell.
What's your go-to at Taco Bell?
The fiery tacos or the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos taco. You can't go wrong.
No, those Doritos Locos are pretty good. It's kind of the hot and the cold at the same time,
the cold,
you know?
Yeah.
Because they got the Dorito taco shell.
Oh, yeah. And you can't go wrong with it.
Senior night coming up on Friday against Booker T. Washington. It'll be your last time in a Bruin uniform. I'm sure that's bittersweet for you. You'll have a tough task, but I'm sure you guys feel like you could do some things, move the football a little bit, maybe provide you with some highlights in your final game here.
Well, maybe, but we just got to focus on the details, like he says. We got to put our heads in the game. I mean, it's just like when we played Bigsby, we did the right things. You know, a few opportunities we missed, but if we do the right things, good things can happen. And that's what we need to happen.
Talking with Bradley Crawford, a senior wide receiver for Bartlesville High School. We talked about a couple of your highlights. What's a play that stands out to you so far this year? What's one of your favorite plays?
My favorite play is actually one that didn't even include me.
There you go.
I think we played Owosso, and we did a little trick play, and Gavin caught it right in the middle, Gavin Jones.
Uh-huh.
And he could have went, but he got caught from behind. It was probably the funniest thing I saw, but it was probably one of my favorite plays.
Yeah, that was the backwards pass.
Yeah.
I think it was Tayton Hopkins actually threw that ball to Gavin, and he was wide open down there.
Yeah, he should have got it too. But
I think that's still maybe his longest reception. Of the season. Yeah, that was pretty good. Well, certainly one of my favorites this year has been your diving catch on fourth down against Ponca City.
Oh,
I think it really kind of encapsulates something that's been a good trait of this football team, and it's been a trait of Bartlesville High team since I've been around here, is that, you know, you guys were out of that ball game. It looked like you really didn't have anything going offensively, but you made a really nice play on a tough throw from Noah Sunday when you had your back against the wall, down by 8 points late in that football game. You dive and catch a ball in the end zone to kind of keep you guys' game alive there against the Wildcats. Ended up getting a stop, couldn't get anything going on offense prior to that, but that was certainly, I think, one of the bigger catches of the year.
Well, it was a good ball. It was a great ball, so I had to make that play. I had to. So.
Bartlesville senior wide receiver Bradley Crawford. Bradley, you're going to watch it sounds like you might be going to OSU. You're going to watch the football game on Saturday?
Oh, the Bedlam?
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
So, you're going to be there?
Yeah, I'm
going to
be there.
You're going to be wearing orange then?
No, I won't.
Oh,
be.
My God. What's the Boomer. Deal with all these
Boomer.
These kids going to Oklahoma State wearing crimson?
The school's cheaper, but I got to stick with Boomer Sooner since day one.
Man, I'll tell you.
Bartles with high intelligence.
That's a rough one, Bradley. I appreciate it. You've done a great job this year. Enjoyed following you. And best of luck to you on Friday night, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bradley Crawford, our senior player profile tonight on the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show. We'll take our final break. We'll come back and talk about the Booker T. Washington Hornets. Big one coming up on Friday night. It's senior night at Custer Stadium. We'll talk with Coach Poole about that up next. You're listening to the Bartlesville Bruin Football Coaches Show from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville on K1.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
To the left. He throws it in the back corner of the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown, Bartlesville! Right before halftime, Bradley Crawford kind of leaked out into the back corner of the end zone. The Bruins are not out of this one yet. Nice to hear from our senior player profile, Bradley Crawford, had that second touchdown of the ball game as Bartlesville ended up falling to Sand Springs 55-13. And Coach Poole, a tough one coming up on Friday night at Custer Stadium, taking on a Booker T. Washington team, which is undefeated in district play. In fact, they're undefeated in play in the state of Oklahoma. Hornets are 8-1. The only game that Booker T. has lost was to West Monroe, Louisiana, 5-0 in district play. And Booker T. Washington, a heck of a football team.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You look at the record and it doesn't lie. You look at what they've done, and they deserve to be where they're at, clearly. As the number one team in our division in the state. They're talented all the way around. They're very solid at what they do defensively, offensively. You know, they've got athletic kids. They've got big, strong kids. So definitely going to be a tough task for us. But, again, we just continue to look inward. We continue to preach what we preach daily and focus on our details and focus on us. And while we know this may be our last Friday, it's still a Friday.
Yep.
And we still got to go play a game. So, we'll be ready and we'll give it our best shot.
And you got some seniors, certainly, that you'd like to see go out on a high note. More of them than I would even imagine. I was looking at obviously we've had 10 of them here on the program, but you look at the roster, and there's quite a few guys that have made key contributions, not only to this year's team, but over the past several years that I'm sure you'd like to send out on a nice note on Friday.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those guys that were with us there in 2015 when we had that really nice run. So they got to see some success and some foundation there. And unfortunately, it didn't pan out to where they are today. And for, no fault of their own necessarily. There's been some bad breaks this year in an interesting situation. But, you got to give them some credit. They're a resilient group. They got a lot of heart as far as we're going to go play and we're going to compete. And again, that's what we're going to do Friday. We've got a tough team coming to town, but we can't do anything but what we do and get ready to go compete and play Booker T.
Booker T. Washington, I mentioned they're 8-1, coached by Brad Caleb. It's just his second season with the Hornets. He was a former assistant at Jinx and TU. This is by far, I think, the best Booker T. team we will have seen the past four seasons that they've been in your guys' district. They were 6-5 a year ago. You remember that game last year was for a playoff spot between Bartlesville and Booker T. Washington. That was where A.J. Archambault went kind of bananas, ended up losing that ballgame 57-39. They've got 8 returning starters on the offensive side of that football team. They're averaging just a shy of about 40 points per game. And once again, it seems like we've seen a whole lot this year. It's kind of a run-first football team. They're pretty balanced, have a good quarterback, but they certainly like to keep it on the ground when they can.
Yeah, it's scary when you say it's the best Booker T team we've seen in 4 or 5 years because they've been pretty good for 4 or 5 years. But, definitely the most well-rounded bunch, I would think. There's not a whole lot of weak spots, if any, like I said. Going to keep it on the ground. They can get some heavy formations with a couple tight ends and a couple backs and really just run it right at you. And they've got enough skill. They can spread it out with some receivers that have a lot of ability as well. So definitely a well-rounded team that's got a lot of talent up front. They're solid. And then defensively, they're going to play man coverage and they're going to bring pressure. And they've got guys that can do it. They're physical. They're tough. That's a luxury that it's wonderful to have when you have a team that you can just go man up and beat people physically. So we're going to have to be ready for that, buy a little bit of time, get the ball out quick offensively. But, again, we've been prepping it. We know what we're going to get, and we're going to go out there and compete.
Booker T. Washington, 8 different guys have a rushing touchdown on the squad for them. 5 guys have 19 carries or more on the season. Main tailback you'll see on Friday night if you're going to the ball game is number 20. His name is Thomas Grayson. 108 carries for 813 yards and 13 touchdowns. He's averaging 7.5 yards per carry. So you've probably gone up, I would say, against the 3 toughest tailbacks in district play your last 3 games. Bixby, Sand Springs, Booker T. Washington with probably Tucker Pauley, Peyton Scott, and now the final one, you're going to see Thomas Grayson.
Sure. Yeah, you throw a roller in the mix, and you really got probably 4 of them. But, it's a interesting way to finish the year, clearly. We're not where we want to be. We finish out with probably the 3 best teams you're going to see, I think, going forward. But, that's the way the schedule works. And, again, all we can do is worry about what we got to do and go out there and give our best effort. And that's what we've been focusing on. I don't think we've changed our philosophy. I don't think you've heard me say any different for several weeks now. It's about us. It's about our details and getting better every day. And if we do that, we're going to give ourselves the best chance we have to go win.
You know, this is the last time we get a chance to speak with you on this program, but you've been around for, I guess, 8 weeks now, I think it's been. It seems like you've enjoyed yourself. How do you feel like the experience has been as kind of stepping in and leading these guys the last several weeks?
Yeah, it's a good deal. It's very rewarding, I think, just to be around this group of kids and all our kids in general of any grade level. I love this game. I love coaching this game. I got to spend a few months with my family, which was nice, but certainly missed it. Being back in it, I'm happy where I'm at. I hope that it continues to be around these young men and continue to lead a program as special as Bartlesville is to me. You know, being in a place like this and getting to sit here at Hideaway with you and have Kevin Potter behind me giving me grief and Dr. Heath Potter next to me, who was my center when I was in high school. Just people I know that are my friends and being in this program, it's been very special for me. But, you know, the most important thing to me was it was some seamless transition with a great group of kids that deserve the best going forward. And I hope that they were provided that and the opportunities that were there. And hopefully we'll get more to come. But just been an honor to be around these young men.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you can see the progression those guys have made. It was a little stop and go for a couple weeks after everything happened at the beginning of the season, but it seemed like after that second bye week, especially when you lost to Ponca City, you look at the season and you start kind of opening your eyes and think, man, this could be a rough last 3, 4, 5 weeks of the year, but it definitely didn't turn out that way. You end up beating the Sepulpa team that was probably better than Ponca City, if we're all being honest with ourselves. You end up really competing hard against a good Bixby club, and you gave yourselves a chance when you go to Sand Springs to kind of play for the year, and that's really all you can ask for is to be able to have a shot in one of those last couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, you know, and I've told a lot of people, I think, in talking to you and Mike and a lot of the news around the area on what you think and what you say about these kids. And, you know, realistically, with the turmoil, if you will, that has happened, they could have very easily just said, well, we're just going to go play and whatever, no big deal, and laid it down. But they didn't. And we didn't have the success that we want to have, and we didn't go out, like you said, against Ponca. But they made a choice to continue to fight. I mean, if you have a chance to get in the playoffs, I don't care what your record is or who you are, you've done something. You fought the right way just enough to give yourself that shot. And so that's a lot of credit to these guys and their resiliency and their heart in that matter. So, again, just extremely proud to have been a part of it with them. Really, you know, I tell them every day, it's their journey. We're going to preach what we preach, but they're going to make the choice and where we go. And I think they made a choice to go forward this year. Whether their wins or losses show that and people want to judge them by that, it makes no difference to me. You know, in their heart of hearts, and who they are and what they've done. And like I said, just extremely proud to be a part of it with them.
Talking with Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole here on the Berwyn Football Coaches Show. They're going to wrap up their season Friday night at home against the Booker T. Washington Hornets. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff with a 6:30 pregame. Of course, we'll have the play-by-play broadcast for you right here on K1. And Coach Poole, I think you'll be relieved just as much as anybody, not going to be cold on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I think we've had a few weeks where we were sitting there going, man, it's really nice, but it's going to be bad Friday. Last week it wasn't horrible until we got to that point necessarily, but we're doing a little flip-flop here. We've had a cold couple of days that's chilly, but we should have a nice day. I think I looked today and somewhere nowhere lower than about 58 by the end of the night, so hopefully we can keep it in the 60s. And last week was a little bit colder than I prefer it to be sometimes. So I love fall football, but I don't like winter football. So yeah, we're looking forward to some good weather.
We were knocking on the door of about 40 degrees when that thing was over, and you could see your breath, I know, when I was leaving the stadium. So that was a little bit chilly for the third to last, or I guess the final Friday of October anyway. Did want to touch on a couple other guys for Booker T. Washington when we're previewing the Hornets. Daxton Hill's a guy I want people to watch out for a little bit on Friday. He's the younger brother of Justice Hill, who is the starting tailback for Oklahoma State. He's a Division I guy, just a junior. Already has offers from Ohio State, Oklahoma State, OU, Michigan, et cetera. And he's a safety for them. And they have got a couple other guys that are kind of fringe Division I or Division II guys as well.
Sure. Well, you know, it's like you said, you don't want to hear the words, well, it's probably the best Booker T team we've seen in 4 or 5 years. And when you talk about the guys that have come out, and Justice Hill and, I mean, multitudes of others, you know, I can't draw the name back, but the linebacker that went over Oklahoma State early in the process of me being here, 2013, 2014, they've always had those guys. I mean, you know, anybody that puts out an R.W. McQuarters and has his lineage still in the program, plus Justice Hill and those guys that are there, and you look at the offense. It's well-deserved. They're well-coached. Coach Caleb's been around a long time, done a good job, and the team executes well. So certainly a task in front of us, but I like to look at our guys and enjoy what we've had and what we've got. We've still got a couple days left together, and we're going to enjoy that and do our best to go out there and see what happens Friday night.
Want to thank everybody who's helped us out for this program over the past 10 weeks or so. Obviously, want to thank Hideaway Pizza for helping us out each and every week. It's also, of course, being sponsored by OK Federal Credit Union. Thanks to all the Potters who come out here and spend Wednesday evening with me. Jay and Diane Stump have been a constant here at the program as well. Trey Stump always does a great job.
DJ Trey.
That's right, doing a good job pressing the controls back in the studio. And, of course, all the seniors, which is, I think, my favorite part, getting to know these guys a little bit Wednesday by Wednesday as they get to come out and talk about their football team. One final time, we'll have a broadcast for you Friday evening. Bartlesville at home against Booker T. Washington. Coach Poole, appreciate the time, and best of luck to you on Friday.
Evan, I appreciate it, and I hope we can do this again.
Absolutely. For Kyle Poole, Trey Stump, I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. We'll see you on Friday night from Custer Stadium. Bartlesville takes on Booker T. Washington for senior night. This has been the Bruin Football Coaches Show from Hideaway Pizza on K1.